This is Jacob. Come along down Gilead Lane.
We are going to have a cleaning day tomorrow.
Well, that's okay. I'll just stay up here.
He tries to get out of everything.
Oh, we are going to miss you.
You guys are really leaving me here?
Everyone, eyes up here, please.
Is it recess time, Mrs. Winecoo?
Almost, Timmy. Now, we just elected Joshua as the new milk monitor, which means he's going to have some responsibility. Can anyone tell me what responsibility means?
It means stuff we're in charge of doing.
That's right, Joshua. Like, you're in charge of making sure we get milk every day. That's why it's called responsibility. And we, as a class, know that we can count on Joshua to get the job done.
It'd be pretty bad if we didn't get our milk.
Yes, Timothy. Now, let's talk a little bit more about responsibilities. Your parents trust you to do different chores, right? Like feeding your dog or helping with the garbage? All kinds of things.
We don't have a dog, but I wish we did.
I'm sure there are other things you do for your mom and dad. Why don't we make a list of some things we are responsible for? Sarah, how about you?
I make my bed every day, but sometimes I sleep too late and I don't make it. And now my mom makes it for me.
That's nice of her.
Yeah, and plus at night before I go to bed, I have to put all my dolls away. Otherwise, my room is a pig's eye.
So, Sarah is responsible for making sure her room is neat and clean. Does anyone else have a chore that they do?
Oh, I do, Mrs. Winecoo.
Okay, Timmy.
I dust a lot. I even move my mom's little statue things and dust underneath them.
Good for you, Timmy.
I have to do dishes, too. Believe me, 5 kids make a lot of dishes.
Well, I'm sure your parents really appreciate you helping them out. Joshua, do you have any chores that you do at home?
Not really. I'm the only kid in my family, so my mom does most of the stuff.
You don't have to do dishes or anything?
My mom just does them.
But you still have to make your bed, right?
Nope, my mom does that too.
Wait a minute. Just because you're the only kid, you don't have to do stuff?
Sometimes I put my toys away.
Must be nice.
I'm ready for the drawbridge.
No, we can't do that yet. We have to put in the moat first.
What's the difference? It all ends up in the same place.
If you'd read the directions, Mike, you'd see that the moat has to
go. Whoa, look at this picture. We can make all kinds of stuff with this Lego set.
Yeah, and right now we're making the castle, so let's focus on the moat.
Fine. Where are the blue pieces?
Hey, guys. Why are you building your castle out here?
Well, we needed a place with lots of room so we could sort all the pieces by size and color.
What about the attic?
The floor's too hard up there. The carpet's way more soft to sit on.
Great, but now this huge piece of wood board is out here.
We still needed a hard surface to work on.
Whatever.
Ouch! Don't step on the pieces, you'll break them.
Mike, yeah, you okay, Haley?
Yeah, but you gotta pick this stuff up or move it soon. Mom's in one of her cleaning moods.
We'll move it. It is springtime.
Exactly. She's in the kitchen now planning for our cleaning day tomorrow. I'm supposed to tell everyone that we have a family meeting at dinner.
Great. There goes a perfectly good Saturday.
So, is Timmy around?
Actually, I think he went over to Mr. Key's house, but he'll be back by dinner.
All right. Well, I'm off to spread the good news. Hey, Brooke, you up here?
Timmy, it's not nice to talk with your mouth full.
Yeah, I can't even understand what you're saying.
Sorry, I had a lot of fun with Mr. Key, and we're going to go fishing tomorrow, if that's okay.
Well, next Saturday would work out better.
Why?
Because we are going to have a cleaning day tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, surprise.
Come on.
And if we have to be here, so do you.
Haley.
I wouldn't want him to miss out on all the fun.
Oh, that's a nice save.
But I already told Mr. Key I could go.
Without asking our permission?
Whoops.
Now, come on, Timmy. Spring is just beginning. There are plenty of fishing days left.
I know.
So what all do we have to do tomorrow?
Well, we need to air out the rugs and wash the windows and vacuum and dust. I have it all written out so we know what everyone's going to do.
Very organized.
Well, there's a lot to do, and I want to get everything done in one day.
One day, right.
And with all of us helping, it shouldn't take long at all.
You know Josh at school?
Yes?
He's the only kid at his house, and his mom does everything for him.
Cool.
Well, that's great for Josh, honey, but we have a big family that makes big messes. And I, for one, like to know that my kids are learning to take care of themselves.
Well said.
Thank you.
Speaking of cleaning up, Michael and Timmy, I think it's your turn to do dishes tonight.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to do them every night?
Yes. If we didn't, there'd be dishes everywhere.
Mr. Key doesn't always do his dishes. When I was over there, he had some in the sink.
Well, he doesn't have seven people living at his house, does he?
No.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, here we go. Come on, everybody grab something.
Come on, I can wash your hands if you want to dry and put away.
I can always reach everything.
Well, I can put away then. You can rinse and dry.
I don't like doing everyone's dishes. It's gross.
What, you want me to just do it all?
Michael, Timmy, come on, that's enough. It's your turn, and you need to take it just like everyone else, okay?
But, Dad...
I don't want to hear any more about it. And the longer you stand here complaining, the later it'll be before you get done.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Mom.
Morning, Brooke. Ready to roll your sleeves up and get some cleaning done?
I think so. Maybe after I get some food and me, I'll feel a little more lively.
Oh, I think your dad got some donuts, but you'll have to move fast. Michael's already spotted them.
Thanks for the heads up.
Anytime. Timmy, out of bed, hon.
I just want to read for a while.
Maybe later. Come on now. Everyone's downstairs already.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just stay up here.
Timmy, up and at 'em. Get your work clothes on and make your bed and then come downstairs.
I have to make my bed?
Well, honey, it wouldn't make much sense to clean the whole house and leave your bed unmade.
Fine.
Here are those buckets, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mikey. Well, it looks like we've got all our cleaning supplies, Mary.
Oh, excellent.
It's the Morrison family reporting for duty. What are our assignments?
What about Timmy? I don't see him reporting.
Oh, you don't need to worry. He should be here any minute.
He better be. He tries to get out of everything.
Hey, Mikey. Come on, guys. This is great family time. Let's enjoy it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, a trip to Florida would be a great family time, too, but this is Super Dad.
Cute, Brookie. Hey, Timmy, look who's here. Nice of you to join us.
Mom said I had to.
She wouldn't be such a spoil sport about everything.
Okay, now that we're all assembled, let's get started.
Right.
I want Brooke and Justin to wash the floors and take all the rugs outside and shake them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, over now. And Michael and Haley, you vacuum the carpets and help Dad wash the windows outside.
Okay, roger that.
And Timmy, I want you to dust and help with the windows.
Fine.
And I'm going to clean the shelves in the kitchen and put contact paper down.
All right, get it?
Okay.
That's not so bad.
I need you guys to get done with the carpet.
Why do I always get stuck dusting?
You don't always get stuck with it.
Michael, you are not helping.
No, you're not. And dusting makes me sneeze.
You'll be fine, Timothy. Now no more complaining. Look, here's the furniture polish and a dust rag. And when you're done, you can go outside and help Dad with the windows, okay?
Sure.
I'll be in the kitchen if you need anything.
I bet Mr. Key's out there catching millions of fish.
Oh, Haley. Yeah, I think you missed a spot right here.
Oh, I got it.
Nice work. Well, I wonder what's taking Timmy so long.
Who knows? I'm just glad he's not out here complaining.
Michael.
But Mikey's right, Dad. And what does he have to complain about anyway? He's the baby of the family. Everyone spoils him.
No kidding.
All right, the grass is always greener on the other side.
I know. We always want what we can't have.
Exactly.
Well, the way he keeps complaining, I wish you'd have gone fishing with Mr. Key. Better yet, I wish he'd just move in with Mr. Key.
All right, that's enough.
Hey, why are you laughing?
No, nothing.
That would be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
What?
No, you just gave me an idea, that's all.
I did? What is it?
No, nothing.
You're not going to tell us?
What? Tell you what? I don't...
Come on, Dad. You got it from my head?
Yeah, and we have squeegees. We know how to use them,
no.
too.
No. You wouldn't do that to your old dad, would you?
No.
Hey, it's right in the face. I'm going to get you. Look out.
Where does all this dust come from?
How are things going in there, Timmy?
I'm almost done.
Don't forget the dining room and Dad's office.
I have to do those two? Okay. Whoever even comes in the dining room. Cool. Mikey's Lego castle. Maybe I better dust this too.
I am the Great White Knight. I will protect you from the evil dragon.
But he's so scary.
I'm not afraid of some silly dragon.
You should be. I'll get you, White Knight. Roar!
Timmy! Tim, Dad wants to know where you are. My Lego! What are you doing?
It wasn't me. It was the dragon. I mean, I was just dusting.
You ruined my castle.
I was just dusting it off.
Justin and I worked on this forever. You know you're not supposed to play with my Legos.
Why not? I never get to do anything.
Whatever. You're too little. Now we're going to have to start all over again. Thanks a lot.
Hey, come on. What's all the shouting about?
Timmy ruined my Lego castle.
Why have it if you can't play with it?
Because it's not yours?
All right, you two. Timmy, these aren't yours. Michael got the Lego set for Christmas. You should have asked him if you could play with it.
No kidding.
Yeah, but...
No, but... Now, come on, tell him you're sorry, please.
I'm sorry.
All right.
If I were at Mr. Key's, I could play with anything I wanted to.
Then go.
Hey, both of you, watch it.
Well, if I lived with Mr. Key, I'd get all the toys because I'd be the only kid.
I don't know where this attitude's coming from, young man, but I don't like it. I think you better go and clean by yourself for a while. Huh? Why don't you try starting in the attic?
How long do I have to stay up there?
Until someone comes and gets you, sir.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what his problem is.
Mikey, why don't you see if Haley needs more help outside?
All right, I can take a hint.
Thought you might. Thank you.
What's the matter, Mikey?
Timmy's the matter.
Ooh, what was that about?
Look what Timmy did to his castle.
Oh, poor Michael.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to take Timmy over to Mr. Key's.
Teach him a little lesson.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they forgot about me. They only want me around here to do more work. Dad, can I come down now?
Yeah. Timmy, I was just on my way up to get you.
Finally. It was getting really boring.
Surprise! It's your going away party.
Mm-hmm. Where am I going?
To Mr. Key's. But, boy, sure we'll be quiet here without you, buddy.
Mm. I get to go fishing?
Maybe. Oh, we are going to miss you.
Miss me?
Yep, but if you'll be happier there, then we want what's best for you.
I packed some of your clothes in here and one of your favorite blankets.
Good.
And I can drop the rest off later.
What?
I made sure Mom put in some books for you, too. Mm. Hope Mr. Key's a good reader. I know how you like a good story every now and again.
Yeah, and here's my pen flashlight. It might be a little scary being in a new room at night.
A new room?
Mom and I wrapped this extra donut for you. It was easier than making a whole cake.
You can take it with you and eat it for dessert. I have one here for Mr. Key, too.
How long are you taking me to Mr. Key's for, though?
Oh, well, we were thinking, since you're so unhappy here, you might want to give it a try over there. See if you like it better.
But what if I don't want to stay over there?
Oh, honey, I think you should just test it out.
Right.
It'll be hard for us, but from the way you've been acting, it seems to be what you really want.
Because it's pretty obvious you don't want to be here.
Shh, Mikey. So, ready to go, Tim?
Okay.
Come and visit us sometime.
Okay. It's been nice knowing you.
We'll be back in a little while, kids.
I think he's on his way over right now. It'll be interesting, that's for sure, Grace. Right. I haven't lived with somebody in a long time. Well, I'll let you know how it works out. Oh, Rutabaga, they're here. I'll talk to you later. I'm coming. Hello there, Timmy.
Hi, Mr. Key.
John, Mary, come on in.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Key.
All right, thanks for doing this, Mr. Key. And I think Timmy will be very happy here.
But I
sure hope so.
All of his things are in this bag, so he's all set.
All right.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call. Although he really is a good boy, so he shouldn't be any trouble at all for you.
You guys are really leaving me here?
Oh, yeah, we should get home back to the other kids. Now, give me a hug so we can go.
See you later.
Bye, honey.
Yeah, here. Have fun. And remember, visit us once in a while, huh?
I will.
Okay, see you, Mr. Key, and thanks again.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, Mom and Dad.
Goodbye. So, Timmy, are you hungry?
I guess so.
Good, because I made some of my famous chili dogs.
I like chili dogs.
Wonderful. Here, I can take your bag for you. I'll put it in your room and you can unpack it later.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you take a seat and we can get dinner started?
You don't need help setting the table?
Nope, everything's all set.
Hey, this isn't so bad.
All right, let's dig in.
I have to congratulate this family on its good acting abilities. We really pulled this thing off.
No kidding. I definitely think we surprised him.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything. He just let you take him right over there.
He was a little bewildered. I hope we weren't too hard on him.
Oh, I doubt he'll be scarred for life, Mary.
I know, but he just looked so sad when we dropped him off.
He'll be fine, Mom. I'm going to go upstairs.
Well, don't be up there too long. I'm going to start dinner soon.
Just moving some of my stuff.
You're not leaving too, are you?
No, I'm putting some of my stuff in Timmy's room.
Okay. He's just joking around, right?
He looked pretty serious to me. Must really be getting into his role.
Oh, yeah. One of those method actors.
What?
Never mind.
So, how are you guys going to go get Timmy? I mean, will you let him sweat it out for a while?
For a few hours, maybe.
We have his fishing pole here. And when we bring it over to him...
I see. Good thinking, you guys.
Thanks.
Oh, come on, Haley. Why don't you help me with dinner?
Thanks for helping me with the dishes, Timmy. It goes a lot faster with two people helping.
You're welcome.
Well, it's about time to turn in, I think.
You mean go to bed already?
Yes. It's way past my bedtime.
But it's so early.
I'm an old man, Timmy. I go to bed early, and I get up early. That's the way I've always done it.
Even on Saturdays? It's not a school night or anything. I mean, at my house, we always have game night on Saturdays.
But this is your house now.
Right, but charades can be great. Haley's really funny when she acts stuff out. Sometimes she jumps around and swings her arms in the air.
Well, I'm certainly not doing that. I could throw my back out.
Right, well, what about a book?
If you want to read a book, that would be fine.
You could read it to me and do all the voices. That's what Brooke does.
I only have one voice, and it's the one I'm using. Besides, we really should get some sleep. We want to be up before the sun tomorrow to dig up some night crawlers.
But everyone always says goodnight to me before I go to bed, even Mike and Haley.
You don't miss them, do you?
I don't know. It's no fun doing stuff by myself.
Well, Rutabaga, I wonder who that could be at this time of night. Oh, hello, John and Mary. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mr. Key. We don't mean to bother you, but Timmy left his fishing pole at our house. we thought he might need it.
Oh, yes. He'll definitely be using that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dad, Mom, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you, too. But, oh, dear, it's bedtime, so we should probably get going, shouldn't we, Mary?
We'll see you at church tomorrow,
yeah.
Honey. You're leaving?
Yeah, we gotta get back home. It's Saturday night, and it's Mom's turn to pick the game.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to leave.
You don't?
No. Can't I just come home?
But I thought you wanted to stay here.
I didn't really mean it. I like Mr. Key and everything, but...
Well, I like you, too.
But you're my family.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd even do dishes every night if I had to.
You don't have to do that, honey.
Well, can I please come home?
Is that really what you want, Timmy?
Yes, please. I love you guys.
We love you too, Timmy. But if you come home, you'll still have your special jobs to do.
That's right. And you'll still have to do just as much as everyone else does around our house.
I know, and I want to. And I'll really try to be nicer and everything. I will.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even bug Mikey about his stuff.
I don't know, Mary. What do you think?
Well, how about we head home?
Yes.
Thanks for taking him in, Mr. Key.
Anytime. You folks have a nice night.
I think we will. Good night.
See you later.
Well, I'm glad you came back. You guys weren't really gonna leave me there, were you?
Of course not.
Well, then, why'd you do it?
Well, why do you think?
'Cause I was complaining a lot.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And 'cause I wanted to move away.
Ah, Timmy, your mom and I know you love us and that you didn't really want to live with Mr. Key.
I do love you. I just didn't want to do chores.
Chores, yeah.
Because Josh at school doesn't have to.
Yeah, but I think it'd be boring being the only kid, even if I didn't ever have to clean up.
But Josh never said he got bored, did he?
No.
I bet he's pretty grateful for his family, even though it's different from yours. And you know what else?
Huh.
God put you in our family for a reason. Yeah, and I'm sure glad he did.
I can't imagine only having 4 kids.
Oh,
Jimmy, I thank God every day for you.
Really? Even when I'm not very nice?
Even then.
Oh, I'm sorry I was so bad today.
Well, buddy, we forgive you.
And we love you, no matter what. And we'll never give you away again until you leave for college.
Right.
Thank you, Mom.
I think Timmy learned how fortunate he really is. In Philippians 4, Paul says, I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. God has placed us where we are with what we have for a reason. We can trust Him to give us the strength to be content. Did you know we really enjoy hearing from you? Send us a note and let us know what you think about the program. We need your feedback to help us make Down Gilead Lane even better. Email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. When you contact us, it's helpful to know the call letters of the great station that you listen to. If you'd like a CD copy of this episode or any other episode you've heard, you can order online at cbhministries.org or by phone at 888-224-2324. Today's program, The Key to Happiness, was written by Leah Gardner and directed by Beth Klingler. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week for more Down Gilead Lane. A listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids.